Welcome to Garage Talk with EBK. Today I'm going to talk to you about parlay and what is going on in the Silicon Valley of thugs. What we have is a shocking, but yet, I don't know, you know, if you're really aware of things, you're not really shocked by what the Silicon Valley thugs are doing. But if you are up on all the information that's going on, and you've maybe been on parlay for a while, you really are seeing the facts coming out, because you're not being banned, you're not being silenced, things are not being put into a tiny little box and thrown into the discarded pile of hatred and intolerance. So this is what's going on. Parlay is being attacked by Apple, by Twitter, by numerous huge Silicon Valley thugs, and they think that they can just shut up Parlay, silence freedom of speech, and bully Parlay into silence. But that's not happening, and it's not going to happen. At least that is what we all hope, and we do believe that the CEO is quite determined to give Parlay the truest form of the word platform. So this is what's going on, people, and this is what has been happening for some time, but it's really stepping up now, because Parlay has come into the playing field and everybody else is concerned that this might become the Babe Ruth baseball, hitting home runs. And all of a sudden the audience is starting to pay attention and saying, what is going on? What is this all about? What is this phenom? And this is what's happening. We are seeing numerous digital thugs of the Silicon Valley stating what should be hate, what should be hate speech, what is deemed as hate speech, what is labeled as intolerant, and what is deemed as worthy of silence. There is no discussion on it. There is nothing to be said. They just say it, and it is so. Because they become elitists, and they think they're above everybody else when it comes to morality. And yet, in their own letters, especially Google has just come out with a letter to its own workers, and this email is stating to their staff, hey, you know what? Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, and other conservatives are considered Nazis. Yes, you heard it, Nazis. Nazis, this is the label they're giving to people who are actual Jewish people who adhere to Judaism, to the law, to the letter, I should say. These people are devout Jewish people, and yet for some reason Google, in their crazy leftist minds of progressivism, think that somehow these Jewish people are Nazis, when they are, by all qualifications, by all labeling, should be the ones that would most likely defend against Nazism, that would defend against persecution and totalitarianism and fascism. And guess who those people really are? The people pointing the biggest fingers. And that's, we're seeing it from Google, we're seeing it from Twitter, we're seeing it from Instagram, Facebook, you name it. And of course Apple is doing it right now, and they're trying to bully Parlay into silence, saying they're not even going to release their app. All these things are happening right now, and this is my short little excerpt for this time. I will continue to bring out news and information as I have time, and I hope you can echo this, share this podcast, etc., wherever you are. Listen to it, download it, and give it a thumbs up.